This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast, boo. Hoping you are well today and your week is off to the best start possible. Happy Monday. Happy Memorial Day. If you're listening on this beautiful Monday, I hope y'all are out there having fun. Y'all, thank you to everyone that reached out after the last episode, Sit Down and Stop Stressing. If you have not listened to that episode, go back one and take a listen. But I was getting emails and DMs from y'all like, where is this person that tried to steal the podcast? What's their name? Send me the email. We just want to talk. Tell them to pull up. And it was hilarious, but it warmed my heart. So thank y'all for having my back, truly. I mean, I didn't even realize some of you saw the perpetrator and had already reached out to them and told them to take this stuff down. So just thank you, truly, boo. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for having my back. I love y'all so much. Y'all are my tribe. And I have been cracking up with all of your messages. So thank you. Anyway, how was your weekend? What did y'all do this weekend? Are y'all out today barbecuing or whatever it is you do on Memorial Day? Eat good, party. Hopefully you're doing it safely. I caught up on work and was catching up on some emails, which was not that exciting. So my weekend was pretty chill. I've been wanting to switch up my diet a little just because lately when I eat, I just feel sluggish afterwards. And I don't know if I'm tired of eating the same foods or if I'm just missing my old bougie LA green smoothies and acai bowls, but I'm thinking about incorporating more plant-based meals into my diet. So if you are a vegan or a freegan and just dibble dabble into the plant-based lifestyle, send me your recipes. Send me your favorite restaurants if you are here in Chicago or if you just know what you're doing in the kitchen. I'd love to try your recipes. I do look on YouTube a lot for vegan recipes and sometimes they look good and sometimes I'm like, that's not it. But y'all, I'm not going vegan. Like I'm not claiming being a vegan because your girl loves some wings straight out the air fryer with some hot sauce, but I would like to kind of wean off meat for a little while and just go more plant-based and try it out. I did, however, make the mistake and I told my dad I was going to be a vegan like 2 years ago. And on my quote unquote vegan journey, we stopped at this rib place here in Chicago and y'all, I banged them ribs. You hear me? I'm talking about sauce on the face, sucking my fingers back when it was okay to do it. And he will not let that version of me go. Every time we have dinner or go to a barbecue place, he's like, Ash, remember that time you thought you was a vegan, but you smashed a whole slab of ribs? Ha ha ha. And I'm like, dang, get out of my business, daddy. So send me your recipes, boo. I'm not committing to a life of veganism. Let me just be clear, but just dipping my toes in, if you know what I'm saying. So as I've mentioned before, I have been in the recruiting function / talent acquisition space for most of my adult life up until last year. And part of my job was doing events with potential candidates and events for interns for the firm that I work for. I was at a work event and it was at this seafood restaurant in Malibu, California. It's called Nobu, and y'all may already know or have been to Nobu. It is a very California, LA vibe thing to do. So if you're in the LA area or in the Malibu area, go to Nobu. I was there for a work event, and as we sit down to eat dinner, most of the menu is raw sushi. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I am not a raw fish, raw sushi, raw anything type of girl. I like my food to be cooked all the way through. And I know if you are a real sushi eater, it's so good and it's so fresh, but y'all, my stomach just isn't set up for that lifestyle yet. We're at Nobu, and the food is starting to come out, and it's just raw fish after raw fish after raw fish, and everybody at the table is chowing down, and I'm just kind of sitting there cute, letting the plates pass, trying to just, you know, enjoy the moment and just enjoy being in the vicinity of the restaurant and the people that I was with, but also not trying to ruffle any feathers and say out loud that this food is nasty. But I'm sitting next to this partner at the firm that I work for, and we work together a lot during my time there. And he's a really nice guy. Him and his wife were sitting next to me, and he's like, "Ashley, why are you not eating?" And I quietly said to him, "You know, I don't eat raw fish. I know this is a sushi place, but I just can't get into it. I'm truly here for work." And y'all, the way that he looked at me, you would have thought I had four eyes. And he says, "Well, why didn't you say anything?" And I said, "Well, I didn't want to disturb anyone's dinner. Everyone's having a good time. I'm just, you know, I'm going to stop and get something to eat on my way home." And he said, "No, absolutely not. We're having dinner on the shores of Malibu. Everything is paid for. You should enjoy this experience too. And you should enjoy it the way that you want to enjoy it." So this man gets up. He walks to the kitchen and asks to speak to the chef. And meanwhile, I am sweating profusely, right? I'm super nervous. And I'm like, what is this man about to do? What is he going to say? They're going to look at me like I'm crazy. And the chef comes out and he hands the chef my plate. And he tells him to make sure any plates coming out moving forward at my table, to make sure that there was a plate with food that was cooked all the way through for me. And my jaw must have hit the floor because the audacity, right? How are you going to tell these people what to do with their restaurant? You know what I'm saying? But the chef agrees with no hesitation. And we sit back down and all of my meals come out fully cooked. I mean, at this point, it was just pieces of cooked fish on rice, right? But it was delicious. And I got to relax just a little bit more. And I wasn't worried about offending anyone. And we had a beautiful night. But before heading back home, he pulls me to the side. And he says, "Ashley, never accept just anything in life just because you don't want to ruffle someone's feathers or because everyone else seems to be okay and enjoying it and accepting it. If what you receive in life is not up to your standards in any case scenario, do not accept it until it does meet your standards." And that conversation happened 2 years ago, but it never left me. Now, this dinner situation was just an example. And let me be clear, I do still have some issues with speaking up at restaurants when I don't like my food. But over the last 2 years, I've realized that we cannot elevate and reach new levels in our careers and in our relationships and in our lives with subpar, mediocre, and low standards. We do not have to just accept anything because it's available to us, because someone offered it to us. Just because someone is offering it up, that doesn't mean that we have to take it. We cannot be compromising about our worth just for the sake of having something, boo. Just for the sake of looking like we're doing something, just so that we can say we're doing it. No. A few weeks ago, I said, when you rise to new levels, the confidence must rise to meet you on that level too. And with that higher level and bigger confidence, there has to be some new standards that you set for yourself too. So you may ask, what is a standard, Ash? A standard is a repeatable, harmonized, agreed, and/or documented way of doing something. And to make it even more simpler, I'd like to think of standards as contracts. When you sign a contract with someone, maybe it's your job, maybe it's to work with a brand for a sponsorship, there are a set of terms and agreements you must adhere to when you sign that contract. I'd like to think of having standards like a personal set of contracts that you make with yourself, and there are a set of terms and agreements that you are holding yourself accountable to. And by no means will you break that contract with yourself. People mostly think of having standards when you're in a relationship, right? And it's what you are willing to accept from your partner and what you are not willing to accept from your partner. Same rules apply within your careers, your friendships, and your life. What are you willing to accept now that you have entered into this season of your life right now and you are currently evolving and you are showing up as big you and making people rise up to meet you? What will be the things that you are willing to accept now, and what will be the things that you will not accept moving forward? When I first started blogging years ago, all I wanted was a brand deal. I wanted free products, right? Just because they were free. And I didn't have to buy stuff to take pictures in. And at that level I was on, that is what I was willing to accept. And that was okay for me. But as time progressed and the blog turned into a business and the business turned into a podcast and then a brand, I grew. The work got harder. I was bringing much more to the table. So when brands reach out, I'm not as eager to accept just a free bag of goodies just to say that I have it. I want more. My standards are a little higher now because I know how much I'm putting into what I'm doing, and I cannot lowball myself and just accept anything. You understand what I'm saying? In the beginning, it was cool because all I wanted was free stuff. And to say that I was working with a brand, finally, right? But now the rules have changed. Now I don't want to just work with a brand just to get something free because I'm bringing a lot more to the table than I used to bring. So yes, I'm missing out on working with certain brands. Yes, I'm missing out on getting free stuff. But in order to get more, I have to do more. And if I'm doing more, I must require more. Think about every area in your life and the standard you've set for yourself, and ask yourself, is it time to raise this standard? Think about what you bring to the table at work, within your relationships, your aspirations, and really ask yourself, boo, what am I bringing to the table? And is it time to elevate and get more out of my relationships, get more out of my careers, get more out of my business, or whatever it is that you're working on? Every day, you are becoming the woman of your own dreams, right? You're kicking butt at reaching milestones within your career. You're working on yourselves. Y'all are going to therapy. You're taking care of yourselves. You're being the best mom that you could ever be. And with all that work, are you lowballing yourself and just accepting the free goodies people offer you? Are you tagging along with what everyone else is doing, just because everyone else is doing it? And let's be even more honest. I think most people are afraid to have high standards because of the stigma that surrounds the idea of having, quote unquote, high standards. But you see, it's not the standards you set for yourself that's bad. It's how other people feel about your standards. It's what other people think about the terms and conditions in which you choose to live your life, and how other people can be mad at how someone else chooses to live their life and show up in their own world is truly beyond me. But single women will get shamed for having standards and waiting for the guy that they believe is right for them. Mothers will get shamed for how they choose to raise their children. You can get shamed for choosing to expose yourself or your family to new experiences You can get shame because you choose to experience a certain level of luxury that the people around you are not used to experiencing. People will call you bougie or stuck up, or they will say you're doing too much. And you know what, sis? That's too bad, because your standards and how you choose to live your life, it's personal. It's not about them. It's about you. And you have to let small-minded people live in their small worlds with their small bank accounts, their small opportunities, and their small experiences. If you want more, get more. Do not ever let people punk you or play their Jedi mind tricks on you and push you into thinking that you are quote-unquote too much, that you are doing too much, that you want too much. Do not ever let someone tell you that you should just be satisfied with what you have and you should just take it because it's good enough for you. What I'm trying to say is, do not let other people set the bar for your life. Do not let other people set the tone for how you should be living, who you should be dating, what you should be doing with your kids and your family, what you should be doing with your career. This may be an unpopular opinion, but I think it is 100% okay to be unwavering in the things that you want in your life, sis. Be unwavering in your dreams. Be unwavering in your goals. Be unwavering in experiencing the type of luxury you want to experience. Be unwavering in the type of family you want to have. Be unwavering in the way you want to raise your kids and the life that you want to provide for them. And what does unwavering mean, Ashley? Steady, constant, steadfast, not willing to move. Do not budge, sis. Do not ever settle, ever. Do not settle for good enough when you can have great. You know what I'm saying? Do not ever settle for anything less than what you want and what you know you deserve. And if that's not what you want, and it's not an active step in the direction that you are trying to get to, keep pushing and keep working until you get there. Keep those standards high, boo. And keep setting the bar for what you are willing to let into your life. You set the bar, sis. You set the tone. It's not about other people. It always has and always will be about you. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our girl gang and the Slay Girl Slay book club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.